Chapter 6. An Impossible Job. The king's servants, who were in the room, were shocked.
"It's impossible," they whispered to each other. "The stable is home to 10,000 cows. It has not been cleaned out for over 20 years."
Soon, everyone in the village knew about Hercules's final job.
"He cannot do it," they said. "No man can even get close to the stables because the smell is so bad. The manure is piled so high that it looks like brown mountains."
As Hercules came out of the king's castle, he knew that he had been tricked.
"Hercules, what will you do?" the villagers asked. "The stables cannot be cleaned even in 1,000 days. How will you clean them in one day?"
"I don't know," said Hercules. "My first job I completed with strength. My second job needed brains. I don't know what I need for this third job." The villagers were very sad and tried to walk with Hercules to the stables of King Augeas. However, the smell was so bad they had to stop and turn back while still a mile from the stables. Hercules kept walking alone toward the stables. The smell was horrible, and he could see the brown mountains of manure in the distance. He could also see thick clouds of flies covering everything as well. However, Hercules continued on to the stables. Hercules walked on. The manure was up to his knees and splashed up onto his body and face. His whole body was either brown with manure or black with flies. "I would fight 1,000 monsters or 10,000 giant lions instead of this," he thought. He arrived at the stables and sat down by a nearby river to clean himself up. As he was cleaning himself, he became very sad. "There is no way to do this job," he thought. "I will be King Eurystheus's slave for the rest of my life."